My greetings, my warmest greetings to all of you, and here from Redwood City in California, and at the Insight Meditation Center. And the topic for much of this week is the important insight, probably the most important insight for people doing Vipassana practice and for what we see in the teachings of the Buddha, is the insight into the inconstancy of experience. And inconstancy means that the moment-to-moment experience that we have, there's a lot of arising and passing, appearing and disappearing of our experience. That is hidden from us if we dwell in the ideas of what is happening. Ideas have a constancy to them. In our imagination, we have an image, perhaps, of something, and the image is not really current with how things are changing always. And this inconstancy is a repetition of just new things appearing. They disappear, or they get replaced or superseded by other things that arise. And so for this meditation today, I would like to emphasize the appearing of experience, the arising of phenomena that we are aware of, we perceive. Many things appear in awareness without any choice on our part or wish on our part. They just appear. If there's a building in the environment where you're a sound in the environment where you're at, chances are some of those sounds, a creaking of a building or traffic outside, is not something you willed or planned on having, but it just arises. It appears in awareness, and then there's a recognition. Oh, there's a sound. An itch happens on your cheek, and it wasn't there before, and now it's appeared. And it was not planned. It was not engineered. It just appeared. No choice on your part. There it is. And the initial appearance of many of these things is effortless, in that it's effortless on our part. We don't have to make any effort to make it appear. And so as we sit and meditate, there are many things that will just appear in awareness. And to settle back and just watch and observe the appearance of things. Don't have to worry about how long it stays, and you don't have to worry about seeing its passing away. But in the course of the meditation, many of the things that appear will in fact disappear. They'll be there for a while, and then they will pass away. There may be some things that endure. Don't worry about that. But for this meditation, we'll stay with the breathing as that's the beat or the base that we kind of keep staying at, being with the breathing in, breathing out. But as we do that, in the breathing itself, we can be aware of just new sensations arise. Or maybe not new, it might be similar to what's happened at the last in-breath or last out-breath. But still, we're there to not necessarily see experience new things arising, just that things arise. Arise, arise, arise. Things appear without, and there can be a cascade or a rapid sequence of many little sensations that arise in the in-breath and the out-breath. But the idea is to rest and stay with the breathing. Stay close and intimate to the breathing. But then as you do so, gently in the peripheral attention, as things arise, a sound, a sensation in your body, a thought, see it as something that's arising. If your thinking is incessant, then notice how the pixels of thinking appear in the structure of your thinking, the thoughts, that if you think in words, different words appear and disappear. If you think more in images, different images changes, and new things appear. Just be sensitive, much as you can, to appearing. And you might even gently use the label appearing, as just a reminder, stay here. Don't strain, don't be actively looking so much as settling back and allowing, like you're giving space for things to appear, sensations, experiences to show themselves. So taking a meditation posture and gently closing your eyes and sitting here just right away, what appears? What shows up? What sensations? What feelings, what emotions, what even thoughts that didn't exist before or weren't happening just before, but then appear? The sound of my voice appears. And if you drop into your body, what appears? What sensations, feelings, and say, are there that you weren't aware of before? And if, as you feel your body, you feel the body's wish to relax, maybe the shoulders, the arms, the belly, the face, give in to that pull of relaxation. Allow it to happen. And as you do, there may be new sensations arise. And if what arises as you're sitting here is unpleasant, maybe don't worry about it. Even if it stays for a while, don't worry about it. This is a meditation about being open to the next thing that arises. The next thing that arises. And if it's a pleasant what arises, don't hang on to it, because you want to be available for the next arising. If you find yourself straining or trying too hard to just be with the arising of phenomena, then relax and center yourself on the breathing again. Simple breathing in and breathing out. And at some point, gently, not trying too hard, begin noticing again the arising of experience. And it might be mostly in the breathing, or in the body around the breathing, or anywhere where arising new things come into awareness. And just know it very simply. Know it as an arising, an appearing, without any other need to label it or understand it. Just knowing it as something that's arising. And knowing that it is good. to be aware of the appearing of experience in awareness as it moves through, as it appears and comes. In this small little sliver of time that we call the present moment, noticing what appears and how what appears changes. in the way that awareness operates, it tends to move around. Now aware of this, now that. Sometimes following the train of thought or feelings. So part of things that arise in awareness arise because how awareness has shifted or shifts. Even when something is relatively constant, in the subtle details of awareness, our attention goes somewhere else and then it might return. And it's a new, and what was before arises again in awareness. to be aware of change and the arising of phenomena of experience, as if your mind, your awareness is wide and receptive and open, receiving whatever arises, like the surface of the lake receives the raindrops. We're receiving the arising of sensations in your body, like the bubbles that appear in sparkling water. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, that new experiences, new things arise all the time for us. Not so hard to understand. A new person appears or calls or emails, the email arises. Maybe we'd eaten and we're satiated and full, and then at some point hunger arises again. We rest well rested, and then sleepiness arises again. But to see phenomena first and foremost as something that's arisen, to be right there in the present moment, see, oh, it just appeared, there it is. And to do so in a receptive way, open way, to receive it in a liberated way, not entangled or caught in it, but with an attitude that you could bow to it. Whatever arises, you bow. Yes. And so as you go through the day, new people will somehow or other come into your awareness. Maybe you'll see them. Maybe they'll talk to you on the phone or send you an email. Maybe you can go through the day ready and open in the present to receive the next arising person in such a way that you could bow to them. Bow to them in a certain reverence or certain deep appreciation of their capacity to have emotions and thoughts and feelings, their capacity for goodness. They have a heart, a sensitive heart as well as you. To give some care and attention to the first appearance of others into your life today, and how you are, how that's received in your awareness, in your heart, in your mind. Perhaps before the reactions and usual thoughts and ideas and entanglements, as if you could bow to everyone who appears. And the bowing expresses a wish. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. And may you be free. And then my receptive awareness of you, always ready to have those wishes, may it be that I contribute to it being so. May I live this day aware of the people who come into my awareness, living for their welfare and happiness and freedom. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be free.